switching over to the gubernatorial race, I thought of you because Josh Shapiro runs an ad trying to interfere.
We did that with Sam Katz, the one Republican I work for, and Saul Schur, who's Josh's media consultant, who lives here, who's very smart. Not because we did it, but it's a very, very smart thing to do because.
And let's explain. Let's be clear about what did they do and what did you do in what?
Well, in 1999, the one Republican I mean I voted for Republicans in the past. I mean, you know, it's even though I'm a Democratic consultant, you know, I've not voted straight Democratic every time in my entire life. I worked for Sam Katz's mayoral campaign. Sam Katz ran for mayor in 99. He ran a couple other times, but the race where which he almost won in 99, I did his campaign. And the Democratic primary was Marty Weinberg and John Street and a whole bunch of other people. I think it was a six-way primary. And we realized that the easiest person, the best matchup we had was to run against John Street because Street was the most controversial. And so I did primary spots beating the heck out of Marty Weinberg in the last 10 days of the campaign, making sure he didn't win and sort of laying the groundwork to make it easier for Street to win the Democratic primary, which he did. And Katz only lost by 9,445 votes, where 1 year later, Al Gore won the city by 325,000. So it was the right thing to do. And we've done that before. I mean, we around the country, we have sort of done that where that wasn't the first time we did it. The campaign group have done that in other campaigns. You guys just knew about it here. But what Saul Schur did for the Shapiro campaign was he did a spot that looks like to a conservative Republican primary voter. It says all these wonderful things about Mastriano. You know, he's pro-life and an election denier and all this other stuff. The only time you realize that this is not a good ad is this what Pennsylvania wants? But it's a perfect ad for him, who's not spent a lot of money on TV, because by everybody's account, he'll be the easiest person for Shapiro to beat, which he will. I mean, he is so far out of the mainstream and so kooky. And so, I mean, obviously, you know, you have to give him credit for being in the service for all those years. And he taught at the Army War College in Carlisle and, got a PhD and is evidently a real student of war tactics. But as a candidate, he's been just off the charts, crazy.
And attended the insurrection. Says
right. has gone to rallies where Q people have spoken and all this other stuff. And what happened was that the Republican establishment, what's left of it, and there's not a lot of left of it in Pennsylvania as there was 20 and 30 and 40 years ago, when except for Santorum and then Toomey, when you think about the history of post-World War II Republicans in Pennsylvania, John Hines and Ray Schaefer and Bill Scranton and Dick Thornburg, moderates, they were, you know, and Dick Schweiker, they were all moderates, as we would describe. I mean, they wouldn't win, and Arlen Specter, they wouldn't win Republican primaries today. I assume, Mastriano is going to win. And unless it's such a weird turnout model, Larry, where Republicans vote in such large numbers and we don't participate, I think Josh will be the heavy favorite to win the governorship.